Chapter 4. December 9th, 1941, Austin, Texas. On Tuesday, 2 days after the attack on Pearl Harbor, the line outside the Army recruiting station at the corner of 7th Street and East Avenue went almost around the entire block. The next day, the Austin American, in its story on the rush to enlist in the armed forces, remarked that it was the longest line seen in Austin since the opening night of Gone with the Wind 2 years earlier. The difference in the composition of the two lines was obvious enough. Today's line was composed of very young men, though there was a scattering of 35 and 36-year-olds, the paper reported. The recruiting station had broadcast repeatedly that 36 was the oldest eligible age, the youngest, of course, being 17, but to enlist at that early age required the acquiescence of the applicant's father, or, if dead, his mother. Tucker Montana's father was dead. He had been run over by a taxi while hailing a bus in a rainstorm to make a delivery of an electric fan he had repaired for a parishioner who operated a souvenir factory near the Alamo. Tucker was 6, and his father had struggled to feed wife and son, doing odd jobs at St. Eustace Church during the day. Faraday Montana, who traced his background to General Sam Houston and one of his Indian concubines, during the year the general left Tennessee en route to Texas, was proud that he could offer his services as an electrician, as a carpenter, as a plumber, a mason, or for that matter as a janitor. There wasn't anything really he could not do with his hands. Father Enrique would almost always find something in the large church that needed fixing, and on good weeks, when Father Enrique would give a particularly galvanizing sermon at all 6 masses, he would manage to count out enough nickels and dimes to pay Faraday 15, every now and again $20. Although the elderly priest and the 28-year-old jack-of-all-trades got on wonderfully well, Father Enrique knew that Faraday was looking about, always, for more lucrative work. Far from resenting this, Father Enrique kept his own eyes open, and it was he who had told Faraday about the opening at the Alamo. Father Enrique had stopped by the little factory shop on a summer day to chat with his parishioner, Al Espinoso. Sweating profusely in his Roman collar, the priest had looked wistfully at the idle electric fan behind the counter. Why wasn't it turned on so hot a day? Al Espinoso said it was broken, and he hadn't found anybody who could fix it. Moreover, the